very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 1st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the newly appointed cabinet.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Joining us once again, you are listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk, and we are coming out from the Voice of America in Washington. And this evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's first cabinet picks.
Mr. Mnangagwa last night named a new cabinet, seen as rewarding top military officials who played a crucial role in his rise to the top, but retained much of the old guard from President Robert Mugabe's era, which analysts say deflates much of the optimism surrounding the new government.
But his backers say he opted for continuity and experience as he has only 8 months before the country calls for the next elections. And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yebohambe mahlabe zulu nxa lisanda ukusixhuma khona manje namhlanje ke sikhuluma ngedale lecabinet elijingwe kumbe ngithi elikhethwe ngumnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa, yena usekhokela ilizwe leZimbabwe. Siyabona ke ukuthi ukhethe abantu abaningi sibili abathize akade bekhona ngale kudale lecabinet lalo okade ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe. Siyabona sibili uphinde wadobha futhi abanye abakubuto lapha sikhuluma-ke ngoPerence Shiri. Kuzobuya-ke lo Major General Sibusiso Sibanda Moyo. Ndiyamkhumbula uMoyo ezethula umbiko ukuthi ibutho selingene-ke e-ZBC khona ngale selikhuluma ngokuthi selihluthune umbuso welizwe. So ke Blessing, siyabona ke sibili ukuthi Mnangagwa ulabantu abatsha namakudale lakhe.
Onguka hama wadiwa, nasi tila wati tinzuwe kubwa kwa muri kuti munoona sei dare rema kurukota rakasarudzwa iro na va Emmerson Mnangagwa Nezuro Maneru. Pakaoni kwa pachipinda yu vamwe varukubwa mchuto wakaita sa Air Marshal Perence Shiri vave gurukota runa nezwe kurima kuchizo tuo vamwe wakaita sa Major Sibusiso Moyo vamuno ziwa wachita urayo kuti mauto ndo anga apanyanga mushure mekunge vaenda kuno kombereza imba ya vamugabe inonzi Blue Roof kuborode uko vachiva tivo vanofarira kunge vachisiya chigaro. Asi kune vakawanda varimu darire makurukota irori vagara varimu matare makurukota apfura pasi pavamugabe vakaita sava Obet Mpofu vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwemukati menyika vakembo Mohadi vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwenyika kuchitiwo vakawanda vana mai Stembiso Nyoni vana mai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vana amai Priska Mupfumira vadzorwa zvakare vanga vambo biswa mudare makurukota navamugabe kuchitiwo vamwe vatsva vakaitawo sana Ziyambi Ziyambi vave ivo ku bazi rinoona nezvemitemo navakazembe kazembe
so ke siyabona ke kulo Patrick Chinamasa ke okhangelese zimali kuzobuya ke umnumzana Obet Mpofu ubambe ezomvikela ekhaya. Uzobuya ke Marshal Perence Shiri usekhangele ezokulima lokuhlalisa abantu nje emakhaya khona ngale. ULazarus Tagutokora lokhu khona ubambe ezemfundo. Udokotela David Paranyatwa nguye uzibambe ke kwezempilakahle. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Kembo CD Mohadi ikembo mwati akula mtalala kuhulumende. Kuta loke kuona lapa ke kakalezo mvigela. Uziyambi ziyambi nguyoba mbege ezo mteto. Mecha jela lasibusiso moyo. Isa mkumbule uba waweku wakuluma ukuti ya sokufiwa la Zimbabwe. Uba mbege zelezige ezo ukelana na manya mazwe. Kuzumbuya ke mnumza na chulai moyo. Isa mkumbule uchulai moyo. Use kuona njalo ukangele ezo matulopeni le mapandleni. Kuzumbuya ke ustebi sonyoni uloke kuona kuta sekangele ezo bom mama. So kuya le Professor Amon Murira mwukangele eze mfundu ipezulu. Usupa mwandu wanzira la ukona ICT ya wazi ye, ukangela kono kuge oibule njini be internet. Leto ezi njalo unje. Kuso kuya ke ukie vanyati la usbambile lepa eze sevens. Singame sikupeka kukunjalo ke mfundu.
Honguka hama wadiwa maka sunu kukase zirugu taura. Gibbs hapa kuti munge mchipinda mchirongwa chedu tichikurukura. Gibbs regaiti mboende pa Facebook page yedu. Toona uti vanwaru kuti kudi nenya idare makurukota. Tinashe chanyau arukuti stop it. Tuenda kuna Vincent Dana arukuti watching from Kalinia, Pretoria. Thank you so much. And then Edmo Gondo Rambane Pasi watching from Selu, Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. And Tina Jakari, Senzani Sajimi Tendele, old train with new driver. We also have Efas Pet Mandaza, my good friend there in the UK. He says, it has always been a case of a snake shedding its skin. Trago Trust Chipato, Arguti, watching from South Africa. Rosie Silla, who is the vice president? I don't think that decision has been made yet.
Not yet. We don't know.
There's just a speculation as to who might be picked as vice president, or actually two after their congress. We might have three because they were saying there's need to fulfill the women's quota. Then Paul January, apo blessing fair, Diripo, please call me. Paul is in South Africa. Then we have Prinsola Herrera, Arguti, loud and clear. Then we have Bright Chelsea Sibenge, Arguti, you appreciate me more when I'm gone. I don't know if that's President Robert Mugabe. We are Mkumbula. Then we have Jeremiah Mudakureva, Arguti, Tiripo Fe. Thanks so much, Jeremiah. We have Samson Mukulanga, we say, call me. We have Dara K. Jamusina. He wants to be called my good friend. Tototai Matavarira in the UK says, Kulanda Ntakaterira Hedu Budi. Thank you so much. Munyaradzi Shingirai Chiwoto, watching from Vic Falls, Gibbs.
Zilabo haba nengi lapa pasewe ngele nkuleni blessing. Nasuka ngele ke ulo Priscilla Nguluwe. Uti mbukele la msibili nkonapo. Tengwe spanda stole siya kuzo kakulu. Uti kutuwa ke umu mzana opeti heba ntu. Ungele njani futi. Philip Spanda uti kunzima wafoitu. Kunzima sibili. Kuzo bwege ustule Nicole Chuma. Uya mbukele kuna ngale ke epilitani. Siya bonga machuma. Kuzo bwege lo silence mpunzi. Uti ngamanya la lawa. Asante ilung leo. Lezwe katesi kunapo. Kuzabuya ka unomza jiane, uti nilibugele, nisa tepe, nizo kutuwa sasilo mtu yutu wanda.
We have our first guest, that is MDC spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. He also at one time served as the Deputy Justice Minister. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, good evening, listeners. Maneru, Sisonge.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Gutu is on the line. You can ask him a question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, I guess you have seen the cabinet and people have been talking on social media about what this cabinet is all about. So give us a take, taking into consideration that maybe you would have wanted to be the Minister of Justice, right?
Gibbs, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've seen the cabinet. Maybe let me just make one. The first observation is that, of course, it's a 22-member cabinet, way smaller than the previous cabinet of the former president, Robert Mugabe. And significance is to note that there are only six deputy ministers. I remember clearly that the last cabinet had about 24 or 25 deputy ministers. So it was like virtually every ministry had a deputy minister. If I remember well, I think the only ministry that didn't have a deputy minister was the Minister of Finance for some reason. So in total, there were about 74 or 75 ministers, the former cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What I found a little bit astounding about the present cabinet is, you know, the recycling of what I would want to call, with due respect, deadwood. Yeah, we are talking of people who have been in the cabinet for more than 20 years or so. Some of them even for about 30 years. I mean, let me give you an example of, for instance, somebody like Minister Obed Mpofu, who, with respect, does not have a particularly, you know, rosy record in cabinet. I mean, when you look at his record as the Minister of Mines and Mining Development during the GNU era, and when you also look at generally, you know, the allegations of corruption against him, which he has not unfortunately been able to successfully, like, explain. And you also have people like the Minister of Health, Minister David Parenyatwa, who is actually superintendent of the total collapse, virtual collapse of the public health delivery system. And what I also found very astounding is, you know, you have a Minister of Youth, Honorable Stembi Sonyoni, who last time I checked is about 69 or 70 years. So really, to have somebody who is about 70 years old being a Minister of Youth, I think it's actually an insult to the youth who happen to be the majority of the population. I think we all know that demographically, people below the age of 40 constitute about maybe 64 to 65% of Zimbabwe's population. And you also look at something that I found also very astounding is the militarization of the cabinet. We also have a Major General, Dr. Sibusiso Moyo, who is coming in as the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade. And you also have Emma Saperensi, who is coming in as the Minister of Agriculture and Land. So you tend to then want to believe that, you know, we are actually having a deliberate military thrust. We actually have quite a militarized cabinet, which I believe for some of us who believe in peaceful democratic change and in civilian politics as opposed to military politics or the militarization of politics, we feel pretty uncomfortable. So basically, I would say it's a cabinet that is not inspiring. I would call it, it's like putting old wine in new bottles. It will remain old wine. I'll call it a cabinet that is like just the flip side of the old order. This is like the reverse side of the same coin. It is uninspiring. It doesn't look very very exciting. And so when you look at even people like Patrick Chinamata, with whom I worked in the Ministry of Justice during the GNU, for him to go back to the Ministry of Finance and with the kind of difficulties that he had, you know, as the Minister of Finance before he got demoted to Minister of WhatsApp or what, they were calling himself a ministry. I believe that they could have gotten a better person, maybe even from, you know, outside politics, as somebody who's like a banker, a banker to be a Minister of Finance and Economic Development. So I believe that this is a cabinet that is dull, I'm afraid to say. It doesn't look particularly exciting. Like I've already said, it is like the reverse side of the same coin. And when you look at the economy, that is virtually on life support. We have an economy in which more than 90% of the people live or subsist within the informal sector. I believe that those men and women are not going to be able to take Zimbabwe to the next level. So I would actually say that cabinet, with respect, it's an uninspiring cabinet. If I use thick lingo, some are already saying cabinet yakadzako.
The drunken master reminds me of the drunken master.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Gutu, I think some people are also complaining about the number of females in this cabinet. They are saying just three women. That's an insult. Do you agree or agree to disagree?
Exactly. That's the other dimension. When you look actually, it's in terms of gender parity. It's actually an insult because we know that 52% of the Zimbabwe population is constituted of women. And if I remember well, there are about three women in that cabinet. Mm-hmm. There is Mpumira. Who is the third one? There's also, I can't even remember the third one.
Maim Fumira. Opam Chinguru, Maim Fumira, and Maim Tembisonyoni.
And Opam Chinguru Kashiri. And look, you are saying, and all those women, when you look at it, you know, Vanu Akura, I believe that they could have done better to look for younger women who are there, well-educated women, who could actually have been given, cabinet posts, at least one half of those cabinet posts. I've already said, if you're looking at the Minister of Youth, which is now being led by a grandmother who is 70 years old, I think it's not only an insult to women, but it's also an insult to youth. So I think it's a fairly, not fairly, it's actually a chauvinistic, male chauvinistic, cabinet setup. And I don't know what women think about it, but I don't want to believe that women are going to be excited by that kind of cabinet where they are only represented by three women out of 22 cabinet ministers.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
I guess we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University. He is on the line. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So now, the cabinet that never was, right? Or this is the most brilliant cabinet you've ever seen in life in Zim, right?
Yeah, it isn't the best cabinet. I think one of the things that we have got to note is that in a place of laws, in a country of laws, this cabinet is not only disappointing, is not only insensitive in terms of non-representative in terms of age and so forth. The cabinet is to a large extent illegal. It is unconstitutional. And I'll tell you why. The Constitution demands that the president must have due diligence and due deference to gender equality, regional equality, and so on and so on. And if you look at it, its gender balance is inappropriate, it's totally out of the map, and for that reason, in a country where courts are useful, where courts do their job, this could be challenged in a court of law, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa could be forced to revisit some of the allocations of the posts and allocate a few more positions in his cabinet to female members of the society who are appropriately qualified to carry out such duties. And there is not a shortage of women who can be ministers, cabinet ministers in any country, let alone Zimbabwe, with its high literacy rate.
Okay.
Mina i-cabinet ka-president Mnangagwa nxa ungayikhangela kahle kahle ngayikho emthethweni. Bekufanele ukuthi ngabe uyayikhangelisisa ayilungisa ukuthi ibe labantu besifazane abeneleyo abafanana nokuthi abantu ku-population izalwane zeZimbabwe ezingabafazi zingaki. Ngalelo qhinga ngibona ukuthi bekungaba khona abantu abangaphangisa bahambe emthethwandaba bafike bathi hayi i-cabinet leyi ayikho emthethweni ngoba isisekelo sombuso sitsho njalo.
Yobambe khona ungayindawo.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some might say maybe Mr. Gutu is crying more than the bereaved. Of course, you are in the opposition. Why, if you stay close to a cemetery, you are not supposed to mourn for everyone. Varukuti koimi munodei pa hukuye mweni siyai vatonge.
No, because the whole idea is blessing. Why we're in politics? We're in politics to serve the nation. We, some of us have sacrificed a lot. I mean, for what we are doing. I think I want the listeners to appreciate that some of us, we are in politics not because we are clamoring for one of these positions. No. I mean, I've been in government before. I've been a deputy minister before. So I actually know how government operates. I mean, you can give me any government department. I think if you say it doesn't sound impossible, I think I'll be able to run it. So all I'm saying is we are looking at a situation where we want our country to prosper. Mm-hmm. We want our people to live in happiness. We believe in the pursuit of happiness as MDC. We want people to enjoy the fruit of their labor,
to enjoy the natural resources of their country, to live peacefully, happily. So all we are saying is this. If you are going to have a cabinet in only three women out of 22 people, then are you saying, when you look at Zimbabwe, one of the highest literacy rates, not only in Africa, but in the world. Last time I said they were saying, actually, I think we're number two, if not number one or number two, I think besides we're number one or number two after Tunisia in terms of literacy in Africa. So all we are saying is we have got highly educated, highly qualified men and women. Why, therefore, did President Mnangagwa only find it fit to get only three women? And if you look at it, I'm not being tribalistic here. All these women are from the northern part of the country. Opa Mchinguri, Priska Mfumira. Okay. Of course, the same people may be from the southern part. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, it was going to be better if at least they'd come up with, out of 22, then to have at least about 10 women sitting in cabinet. Because the women are there with the relevant qualifications, the relevant experience. I mean, in the private sector, we've got women who have done very well in business, we've got women who have done very well in insurance, women have done very well in academia. So I believe that there's really no good reason. I don't think anyone would say we are crying more than they believe. We are doing this simply because we want Zimbabwe to be governed properly. And more so, I think it's one of our primary functions as the opposition, to keep the government of the day in check. And if we don't do that, I think we'd have failed in one of our core duties as opposition. Because we are there to make sure that we keep the government of the day in check. We point out to their weaknesses. We obviously are supposed to make them work. And I think this is one of our duties. And this is exactly what we're doing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like we wanted to be in cabinet. No. I want listeners to appreciate. No. We really have no appetite to be involved in a ZANU PF cabinet. But at the same time, because we are Zimbabweans, we have that patriotic duty and we need that patriotic obligation to see to it that our country is governed properly.
Thank you so much. We thought that a fight between grasshoppers is a joy to the crow. But Mr. Gutu is defining the role of the opposition here. Of course, Napoleon once said, if you see your enemy making mistakes, don't interrupt him.
Mm-hmm.
They are interrupting Mr. Mnangagwa here. Regai tende kuna va moyo ku South Africa. Makadi va moyo?
No, makadi iko, baba.
Ai, watirini nani? Darere makuru kotara manga maka mirira rasvika. Hanzi kutonga kwaro gamba. Muri kuona sei kabiliti.
I was able to get a little bit of a Now we put the Zimbabwe, I see.
tinotenda zvikuru kuva moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Watumutinja regaidi teriwa vamwe utifupi na mkana wa mapipa na utiwa gutuwa mbeni basa ni pati ya mbeshe na mbeni mkana wae wa shige uti basa ituri uti na mwari wa mfuma uti ituri basa.
Tunotenda skuru Mr. Moyo there seems to be an MDC supporter and is hoping that they win next year's elections and is saying that for Mr. Mnangagwa it's the same old cabinet and he does not have any hope in it changing the fortunes of the country. That's his own view. Gibbs, Nguban.
Just before taking this caller, there's an interesting comment that has been sent by, I think it's Martin Mklanga. He says you cannot remove an old back tire and put it up front, and then you claim that you have restructured your car. We need a new set of tires. We cannot have a country running on the same old tires. This guy is saying, no, that cannot happen. So, okay, this okay, slow Babu Nyati, the person when he, Baba Nyati, watch on a gen. Baba Nyati? Kuhanu Babu Nyati, if phone yake, Kuhanu Kumbesi, you
would like to make?
Yeah. Kuhan says, Singamu Yelenge. So, Kumbe, you were saying, Siago Baba Uspanda. Baba, Dr. Spanda, who connect when? Yeah, ungena kwa doctor, sorry, kwa Marshall Parents Shiri. Kula baya bantu zivere, asewe lunywa ikonzi la. Bati loku kuya kapula. Inda wa kapula bantu.
Hey, wanu kuti u Marshall, linabandavane ni mazi njengo Marshall Parents Shiri, abandavane ngawesi ndewele ni mazi njengo Black Jesus. Mwa ngezikati sake, ubesazagana njengo mduti, ubesige mzini wa bantu. Akhethe njengomlimi ukuthi hayi wena ungaphila wena ususifa wena ungaphila wena uzawufa kusasa ube ngumuntu obamba izimpilo zabantu ngesikhathi seguguru round lapha. So ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa semthathe wamfaka uhulumende wamkhipha lapha kade cashe khona emasotsheni kuyinto yethu sayethengisa njalo ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa indaba yokudibeka kwabantu emandebeleni akayithathi akayiqhakathekise kangako. Uyenza into encane ngalandaba lokuthi abanye abantu bangabe phatheka kanjani indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi abantu abangebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi bazi ukuthi upresident wabo akalandaba lezihlupho zabo lokudubeka abake bakwenza into eyokuthi akulamuntu akade ikhangelele labantu abasemazeni aphecheya bengibona kathi sila ku-BBC bekhuluma ngalendaba ukuthi kwethu salokhu ukuthi kathi umuntu owazakala elenhliziyo embi kangaka njalo kuthiwa wabulala abantu elizweni usukawe nguminista ngaliphi bona abantu bohlobolo lwalubulawa bezwa njani ngalesi sehlakalo esinzima kangaka.
Ye, ngicela ufake nje 1 minute ngesikhiwa khonokho.
Well, I think that it's a huge tragedy when you have a section of your society as a president and you are unable to sympathize and empathize with their feelings, justified or unjustified. The fact that, Marshall Prince Shiri was in Matabele known as the Black Jesus for his attitude towards the matters during the 80s when there was a suspected genocide. Means that his appointment certainly touches a lot of people as personal, as insensitive, as certainly an insult for those who had known Parents Shiri as the Black Jesus, for he had the power to decide who would live and who wouldn't live, who would have life when he arrived in people's homes in the 80s. So I think that, and it's not just people like me, Zimbabweans. It's people in the international world where I was watching today, the British regretting ever letting him train at Sandhurst, and also worrying why such a person would be appointed to be in a government in a country where you have a lot of people who experienced his matters that are still alive and can still tell the stories of what he actually did. So it's a chilling thought, and we don't know how our society is going to survive this. It's not only the way, it's also the Shona as well.
where you have people becoming, where the president is giving unnecessary profile to an issue that needed to be dealt with, I think, more soundly and more sensitively as it dies out, perhaps.
Thank you.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, Blessing?
Just briefly, I mean, we can't say everyone in this cabinet is not capable of delivering. I mean, even at a monkey contest, there is a winner. Are there characters that you think can actually perform in this cabinet?
I don't know. I'll single out. Okay, fine. He's a military guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that chap called Trusiso Moyo,
mm-hmm.
He's somebody I know. I mean, personally, I know he's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And he's got a doctorate in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's very sharp. What I don't know now is, because there have been certain allegations, I've been reading somewhere this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
About some dodgy deals, diamond deals, during the Zimbabwe National Army escapade
in
the Congo, in the DRC in the 90s, where he had been, you are seeing had been some, you know, some of those kind of things. So I don't know whether that might not be maybe a blemish on his record.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I know that given an opportunity, he'll be able to be a very good foreign affairs minister, because he's an expert in international relations. He also has been running some of the army businesses. I know for certain that he's very, very keen and sharp business acumen. I know mm-hmm. Susie Zomoyo is going to be able to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there are some of these guys in cabinet, Obedumpo for Agomana, Amenwaki, for four mm-hmm. people. I mean, like I said, look, he has got a checkered history of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And he now remains in the new Ministry of Home Affairs and Culture. It sounds a bit funny, eh? Home Affairs and Culture, they call it. I don't know how he's going to be an effective minister. He has not been effective in any of the ministries that he has been given to run throughout his tenure in government with due respect. Even if when he got back, when he used to be the provincial governor for Matabele and not, back in the day. So, look, I believe that one or two people will be able to do a decent job. I've already said that some of them should be able to do a decent job. I think also that a person like Patrick Chinamasa, maybe not exactly finance, I think would have made a very good minister of either justice. He would have made a very good minister of justice. I know he's a workaholic. I work with him. I know he can put in a long shift. I know he can work, work his socks off. Or he could even have done better at home affairs. And now you have some of these people. You have...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kutu. Is no baba lapage otwa unkubegani usetkwene? Is baba kubegani kunjan? Baba kubegani... Kukona?
Yebo, njani ba?
Ngiyaphila, isibongo mbani?
Mina ngutonga ba.
Ye, Tonga uyangikhumbuza ke kudala, uyakhumbula uSilandulo elomdlalo wakhe lwalo kuthiwa kapula Tonga.
Iteza kapula ba.
So akutsho ke Tonga, ubona njani idala lecabinet leli?
Hayi, cabinet leli ayisiphathi kahle. Bazama ukuthi betshintshe phela kulungise kuhle.
So kodwa ke so kungenela labantu abanye abathize wena uzwe kuthiwa vele indaba edobha abantu bola.
Hayi, ukuze bedobhe phe abantu laba vele nabantu abadla ndawonye.
Mhm.
Eh.
Aha. So ubona ngazani vele kade ngeke adobha abanye kumba bakuma badla athiyeneyo.
Kufuze kube njalo ukuthi bedobhe laphana lalaphana lalaphana ukuze sihambise kuhle.
Mhm.
Eh
so singathi zimbila zantabani?
Hayi, zimbila zantabani. Zimbila zantabani.
Kodwa ungena kulaba abanjengo Perez Chiri kuzobuya ke lo Major General Sibusiso Moyo. Ubona njani?
Hayi, labo thina zebe sinto kutinte ungena abantu abayile bengene phakathi lapha.
Mhm.
Eh.
So kodwa
ngathi ukunyathela.
Yeah, manje kutshintshwa njani khona?
Hayi, kufuze lethe sikhalaze phezulu khonale.
Hayi, konti liye kukhetho, liyakhalaza kubani?
demonstrate ukuze kulunge.
Yebo bhe.
Laqala ngale khetheni kusebile ukuthi bekhetha.
Mhm. Kodwa selizimiselele ukuthi liye kukhetho kumbe vele donga alikakubhalisi.
Baba.
Sela bhalisi ukuthi livote njengoba sithi liyafuna ukuthi liguqule njalo lingaze ngayo ukhetho.
Hayi kodwa siyabhalisa so ngo-January.
Hawu bona ke donga siyabonga kakhulu ungadinwa kusasa mnumzane.
Hayi mbongi lo ungena ehleleni.
Mhm. Sibona kakhulu so Mr. Donga is saying that these people know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the middle of got an idiom which says Zimbila Zantabanya.
Mm-hmm.
They are rabbits of the same mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take another one from another mountain, they always fight.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people that know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together for a long time. So he really recycled some of the ministers because of that, mm-hmm. according to him. Yeah,
interesting. Tina mkoma Donald Parunare. Makadi mkoma Donald.
Ndipo mkoma Blessing. Makadi kwa mkoma Gibbs.
Asiapira mfoe. Zaidu mkoma Donald. Tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Yeah, ndiba umorosa wangu wa mkoma mkoma wariku maana li siwa gudu na mkoma siwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Uleko siwanda. I apa atini acha tumwe yalombona kata kata risira ndima zoma tsukuti chofunga kuti kuda pamwe kubvako kata vamugabe zvinhu zvichashanduka munyika bati atiti tombona kana change yacho nokuti chero vanhu vanga vari kuno kwamwe vanga chita zvida tikaenda kumusha pa Christmas totora nhumbi dzedu dzese atichadzoki zvezvanaka kumusha but indication iripo yavo kuti kuti hapana chinonaka zvinhu zvaitwa apa kai old wine ni old bottles ndozvatiri kuona nokuti mukatati vahungwe vakaita gabe nawo masingo kare tichizagwa sitemo vati vahungwe.
Mhm.
Vaka bisiwa pacho leto declaration vadamwana zvakadani moyo vakadzingwa pakugavena vamasingo.
Mhm.
Dikazonzi ah eya ma resident minister akozvina vachinjwa ava ma minister of state. Ndambe kuda ndokwane kwati kana vachinja ministry sare ministry ndokutochinja kwe performance yemunhu ameno handizvo kuti chine ndikai baba.
Mhm.
Bozi mukati kuti ina vanhu vakatasana nayo pamuchinguri vaka nana hosted zonyoni vakashanda kubakare vari ku mainyoni vachivakwa minister of small enterprises yoti ameno atina kana mumboona chatakaona chavakapundusa kana nyika. Uye atinopozidi hoye ministry yekuti ava hoye ministry yekuti feta vanhu vakatisana soja ikwavo apada kungwarigwa nokuti apo zvongoreva ngozvati vapachena kuti vachaurura munofanwa kushanda nakasimba chaizvo nokuti zvavapachena manje emu yabuda manje zvisoro yatovapachena kuti papa elections vatiri kupinda apa akapa pachange junda ichakange inenge yadominata zvokuti hapana pachanetsa ipapa ndo main reason yacho vamasoja. Kwa panangu wana sepa wakona wa mnanga kwa pamipagu hapo indaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yepa minister of mines hapo. Wili zoni chitando. Mjinda anonzi wili zoni chitando. Ayala CEO nunga kumimosa ya reka na kuchia menu na chati.
Mm-hmm. Kumimosa.
Yomu ndo panu panda wana pa wakona yepa hapa.
Mm-hmm.
Ewe kwa minister of higher education ya wapa amoni murugira profesa. Andona kuti zingangu wako ma ministeri waliri wa ya. Kwe uzi uko kwa wazo zira wapare nyatua. Kwa wesa wakina masa kufinanzi. Paisa wo bedi mpofu uko hakuna chinobuda neko paisa la mtsangwa kwani yaiona chenji na kaya moyo.
Mhm. Ai watinotenda zvikuru kwa Donald.
Ngoba blessing. Hata singatarisiri zvakadaro. Takapano kuti ukatonoka kuwana. Wozowana mvana.
Mhm.
Vanhu vanenge vachita kuti uchawana mvana.
Ai watinotenda zvikuru. Hapana hapo chakaipa kurora mvana asi tinotenda zvikuru kwa Donald.
Maita basa ngo.
Mm-hmm. Donald there is saying that of course that there are exceptions. Kitando is saying that was an inspired appointment, and also mm-hmm. Professor Murwira at Higher Education is saying those are good, but overall he is saying that Mr. Mugabe is simply recycling the same old guys. Gibbs, we have Dr. Sibanda still.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda. Jaros kiyo mtu kumwen. Kota sanga hampi kona. Siya wana kulele Professor Kieva Nyati. Kieva Nyati sibili Professor Wazwayo. Kwaze mfundo lapa. Kuzo buya ki mtu angwa la njoba wa ichi nganga paadi. Kaya ilo mati matando. Ya kumbuli wa kuruma kubinjani. Kuruma kesti umnumza na mkabe. So ki kunuku kwa chengi sara nje. Intuwezi nengi. So nizo kutuwa siloba wa kwa ndapa. Oti ngezi bizo. Umnumza na kunjani. Kume kuma mazulu.
Ye mazulu.
Zabona mazulu.
Yebo baba.
Unjani unga?
Hayi sekholo mina ngizamku ukukhuluma ukuthi kona yebo yezajabula sile ekhipha umgabe esaleni kufaka kumnangako. kodwa ke phela uhlupho lukamnanga kule ukuthi usethethe amakhabhinethi aye khona kumgabe wabuya wabuyisela futhi khona esikhundleni kambe kuzalunga
abantu bathini kolapho nxa ukhuluma labo ekhaya khona
kakhulumi ngakho ebantwini bengingakazami ukuxoxa ngakho ebantwini sesaba lami ngito engxenye kumbe ngizavelelwa ngokunye okuzamphambanisa empilweni
So kodwa-ke nxa wena sewubona sebile ukuthi kuhamba njani khonokho ubona ngani kuyalunga yini ilizwe leZimbabwe njengoba efaka abangani bakhe
hayi khona yeke bekuzalunga ngokuya kwesikhathi kodwa-ke mina bengikhali ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa phela kuyafakwa lamandebeli kungabi ngamashona wodwa ukwenzela ukuthi lathi ngapha emandebeleni sibe lokuthuthuka njengakhona le mashini
ngiyabona phela bafake umnumzana Obed Mpofu lindebele phela ukhona ngapha alisho ukuthi lindebele
ye urayithi yena Obed Mpofu lindebele kodwa-ke omama bakhona laba abangamandebele na
ye siyabona kulo Sithembiso Nyoni umama wesintwini kuzobuya-ke lo mdala uSimon Khayamoyo laye ngowesintwini njalo-ke
Obed Mpofu
kuzobuya-ke hayi Mpofu sengumqambeli kuzobuya-ke lo Kembo Mohadi siyakwazi tuvela khona ngale-ke esivendeni so-ke kuzobuya bakhona nje banelihlekana lakhonapha etsholotsho yakwazi ukuthi bafake ubani bafake uginyilitshe uKane Matema uyamazi kakhulu uKane wabhala ibhuku ibhuku lakhe lelana elezaphu njalo umdala wayemthanda phela umdala wayengamthandi
hayi wayemthanda yena kodwa phela kade anti yabona ukuthi kade sebehlamukile labo sesezanini so siyabaabakithi namandebeleni labo kabadonsele kibo ngapha kuphumelele ngapha njengakhonale
hhayi ke siyakuzwa-ke ntombe endala phosela ukugcina mama
hayi ngiyalikhuthaza abantu abasekundleni abakithi emandebeleni khonapho kukhabhinethi kamnangagu kelizama ukusezeni emandebeleni sithuthukise isigaba sakini sifile mani
Sifika kanganani sicobodekise siphele inyanya mazulu
Inyanya ayifela sekhare sebenzayo akula migwaqo izinto ziyadura asiyahlupheka vele izula likho siyalamba ngathi siyathi umungu ona laba sinikayo bathi kasikhiphe izimali asilazo
kahlupha phele hayi siyabonga mazulu ungathilela kusasa ma Yes, well, actually, that is Mrs. Zulu. She is in Cholocho. And she was complaining and saying that there are no Ndebele ministers of North. You know, maybe that was the point. So then when I pointed out that there are some who are in the cabinet, she said, those are not the ones that she wanted. She would have wanted to see new faces and people that are a little bit powerful. But she says she's a bit reserved in terms of expressing herself because she knows that something may visit her at night, you know. So, you know, sometimes people really have this kind of fear. And she says the fear is still there. So she's fearing for her life, definitely. And now we see that there's even Kane Matema who comes from Cholocho. She doesn't trust him at all. Yeah.
Regai tiende kurunare zvakare toenda kuna mukoma Namo Goronga makadi mukoma Namo
Tinofara makadiwo vakuru vangu
Aiwa tiripo zvedu tipe pfungwa dzenyu
Regai nditange hangu nokungoti tarisire anga ine vanhu nezvabuda padare remakuru kotairo zvinovodza moyo Takatembera tichiti mudzimu wavo yamumusha Ino kana poya mudzimu wembeveve haitauri haizwi nyangwe neanodudzira wacho unopera simba kuti wotangira papi ukavona zvekuti makurukota acho vazhinji vacho vapa kuma 79 80 zvichikwira ko ivo chavo chavo vechidiki muzano PF hamuna here vechidiki vachiri kutemwa dzinobuda ropa vanogona kunge vachimhanya mhanya pano neapo panoda kusvikwa apo panoda kudii nokuti hazvina kusiyana nasekuru vamugabe vataiti vanga vakura vanga vasinga chakundi vanga vokundikana mukatarisa vahungwe shoko rataura namukoma dhoni rokuti takango kura tichingonzwa kuti vahungwe kana tikasanzwa zvisikade kuti vahungwe muzano PF yanga isiri zano PF asi nanhasi vanongonzi ngavafire pabasa zvifoshora kana tichida kuvakanyika devanga vabvumavo kunzwa zvinotaura vanhu vatore pfungwa dzevanhu vasangotora pfungwa dzevanonzi ava ndovakarwa hondo kurwa hondo handi kutonga nyika handingangoti ndaguma ipapo
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma nhamo
so let's go to Mr. to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, is it that people, let me put it this way, were people expecting miracles to be performed by the president? What did they want out of this thing?
People were expecting, yes, I think you would say people were expecting miracles. People were expecting far too much than Mnangagwa could get. People didn't understand that the president had come into power through military action, and that he therefore had responsibilities to satisfy the military to ensure that he can rule without the interference, at least in the short term. People didn't understand that even up to now it is not yet clear to anybody. I doubt that it is clear to the president himself whether he is really a substantive president or a titular president. It could be that in reality the military is running the show. We know that these things happen in many countries. We know in Burma the person who occupies the office of the president isn't actually the president. The president is outside. We know that it happened in Russia where for a good 4 years Vladimir Putin was a prime minister by name, when in fact he was also president. So it is not clear, perhaps I think even to President Mnangagwa, whether or not what his position is and what powers he has in terms of what the military has done. And for people to have expected him to move mountains, it was impossible. The military had stated very clearly that they had interfered with the government. They removed President Mugabe so that they could sustain and maintain the Mugagawa agreement. They could make sure that war veterans occupied every aspect of the state. And we know that every aspect of the Zimbabwean state is already taken over. They've taken over mining. They've taken over agriculture. They've taken over the state now. They've taken over cabinet. They are pushing forward to take over parliament, and we know that they've taken over control of the media in the country, information and so forth. They've taken over foreign affairs now, and you can see that there's a huge force here that Mnangagwa has to deal with, and I'm unsure as to whether Mnangagwa can deal with this or he's just being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It was already shocking that it took him about 5 days to name a cabinet. It's not really something that should take anybody that much. Somebody, you should have been able to begin thinking about cabinet the moment he was told that the military had said he would be the next leader of ZANU-PF the very day they started their call around the 14th, 15th. So really, I don't think it's in place to blame Mnangagwa for the cabinet. I do not think that it is his fault. I do not know why he would not have promoted the military generals into the positions they are in, and I do not know how he could have chosen anybody other than those people who were from the war, who were seen as war veterans, because that is what the military said was its objective, and the military had to get what it wanted, and all these guys are the old guard that is regarded by the military, which is old guard itself, as true war veterans that had thrown away systematically by Mugabe. This is what the war veterans did it for. They wanted these guys back. They wanted everybody who'd been thrown away, who they perceived to be a war veteran or from a war history, to come back. These guys are back. The military didn't lie to anybody. Zimbabweans decided to redefine the desires of the military and think of it as removing Mugabe and not as installing and putting in place the war veterans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sibanda, some are saying that maybe, just maybe, the problem was President Robert Mugabe. He did not allow these ministers to shine. They can cite the example of Mr. Chinamasa. Remember at one time he said the government cannot afford to pay bonuses. And President Robert Mugabe reversed that within days and said bonuses must be paid. So maybe the ministers can perform. It's only that at the time the captain of the team or the driver was driving the bus into the ditch.
You know what, I like that. People being somehow positive, and people need to understand one thing. Governments, cabinet ministers, do not achieve anything as their own. Cabinets work as that. They work as cabinets. They don't work as individuals. I hear people complaining about who's been made the minister of this, who's been made the minister of that. In real political terms, it really doesn't matter who's the minister of what. The difference that the individual makes is very small and minimal. It is the whole team together that is either effective or ineffectual. Cabinet and running a country is teamwork, because many of these things rely on each other. But let me say this thing about former President Mugabe. Look, I always thought that President Mugabe started on the wrong foot. There's some people that think that he started on the good foot. But look, after being bitten and shocked by both the NCA in the 2000 referendum and by the MDC in the 2000 general elections, President Mugabe tried to do the impossible. He employed one of the best cabinet ministers, the team of cabinet ministers the world has ever seen. That cabinet of the year 2000, running 4 years after that, was one of the best qualified, one of the most hardworking. You had in there, like him or not, you had Simba Makoni, a flying student. You had Nkosana Moyo in there. You had Mudenge. You had Mbenge. You had almost a full cabinet of PhDs. Mm-hmm. And Mugabe himself isn't one of those lazy people. Certainly hardworking in many aspects. What you need to realize is that when the conditions aren't appropriate, when the conditions aren't necessary, when the president can't make very difficult decisions, as the decision you referred to, whether to pay or not to pay bonuses, it is difficult. And one of the first few actions that President Mnangagwa has taken, promoting the 25 military officers as one of his first actions, and secondly, ignoring the abuse of law by his faction against the other faction in ZANU-PF, and then this cabinet, which has no teeth, has no soul to it, has no credence, has no merit to it, is just a military, and the continued militarization of the key aspects of the economy, command agriculture and employing parliamentary to run that department in government, indicates that the process that these guys have started under Mugabe, which undermined the economy and undermined the system of government, are the ones that Mnangagwa is going to try and rescue the economy using. It doesn't seem to me as though Mnangagwa has changed anything and can make the hard decisions that are necessary to make in order to run the economy. He can't change anything. He's going forward with what the military wanted before Mugabe. Mugabe was challenging the command agriculture sort of thinking, saying that we should go ahead with Zimaset, and they wanted command agriculture, and that's what he's doing, and it's part of the big problem. I don't think that Mnangagwa has given us any sign that he's able to make any difficult decisions or even to challenge the military junta that's around him at the moment. And I think that without a president who can make those decisions, it's going to be entirely impossible to bring back the economy. His inability to employ female ministers, to employ women in a country with more than 51% female people, to go by that principle, because of the principle you can ignore in 2017, indicates that the president is either caged or incapable or incompetent in more than many ways. His cabinet could be challenged in court successfully if the court is independent. I tell you that because the Constitution makes a clear indication that you must employ a cabinet that is gender sensitive. This cabinet is by any measure gender insensitive. And whatever one says, that is a bad indication on the managerial responsibilities and abilities of the president.
Thank you so much, Dr. Asbanda. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's cabinet. Of course, that was announced last night with some names such as Air Force Commander Perence Shiri, running the Ministry of Agriculture, Major General Sibusiso Moyo, the one who announced that the army was taking over the reins, is the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And of course, you also have people in the old cabinet like Lazarus Dokora, Dr. David Parirenyatwa, Mr. Obet Mpofu, and others. Regatende kunava Shongwe, Varku Zambia. Makadi, Shongwe, Pterewedu.
Nilipo makasinda ere.
Ai waisu tiri nani parisei pa Zambia.
Makasinda ere ndo mablesi.
Tiri nani zvedu.
Ah pa Zambia pari nana sa. Vakadhakwa takapari munga inobata maya.
Sei munda.
Vanhu vasina gone kufamba zvichiendere tsimba dzichatoperi paparlamendi payapa tongoziona kuti dziripo kaka zvange zvara pasaidi payapa zvichiendere zvirimo mukati
asikavaka
izvi zvinazvo zviri kuitikira
asika hanzi ndotatinae
tinava mugabe ndo yangodzoka saka ndaichikumbira kuna abvutu abvutuka
kana vagutu vanenge vaenda vashongwa
kuti muaite malida yenyu ikoko kuti vatu vagokwanisa kuchongonyika.
Vagutu vaenda vanga vaine imwe kwavanga vachimhanyira tata kwakumbira maminitsi mashoma asi ndofunga vari kukamba vachiteerera chirongo
kana vakateerera kana vakateerera kuemdzika ngavachibvisiro tangirai vaite umwe muhovheti kwekusezvo vachiti ava vadi kutaruta vanhu vasina kunzwa hunde voita mahovheti mamwe akadzingwa tione kuti zvinozofambira sei mberi because ya prepared kuzovhotera hurumende imwe ichatoziva because hurumende tatoiona kwayakananga haisi hurumende yevanhu
asika harisi basa revakarwa hondo ka vashongwe kuti vaudze vemapato kuti isai nhingi ndiye akarwa hondo nekuti hondo yacho yaitorwirwa izvozvo kuti vanhu vasununguke kuvhotera munhu waanoda
but muri kutozviona kapa kuti chikandanga ndochinoenze kutoshanda munyika
asika hamusi kuona here kuti makuramwira munda makudo kana kuti makusiya chitunha chakarindwa neberi
ndoziva kuti but hatingaramwe zvedu but vanhu vari kurejesa kuvhota apa takutongorejesa kuti vanhu vavhote asi takukumbira kuti vanatangira vatichadyira homo munhu vamuise papapo munhu mutano vamuichapo muchiwovheti iyoyo vakarwonde vava tigosoye zomuvhotera but tongoda chida chiari through mdc
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
tatoona kuti vamugabe vangosiya mumvuri wavo ende vari kutonga vari kuguva kwavari guva kwavari ndokwavari kutonga vari
aiwa hatingati hedu vari kuguva vari pazororo asi tinotenda zvikuru vashongwe. That's them. Is Mr. Shongwe is saying that he wished Mr. Gutu was around, but he's saying that the MDC must replace Morgan Tsvangirai with someone with Liberation War credentials who will be accepted by the army. But like I was saying to him, you know, in a democracy, you don't have to have your Liberation War medals.
Yeah,
some of us were not yet even born, so you know you can't deny anyone the opportunity to be the president as long as people vote for them. I don't think it's okay to say the Liberation War fighters must tell Zimbabweans who they must elect.
Yeah, so kunjalo nje kulaba nto lokho bethumeza imlayezelo lapha ku Facebook. Philips Banders yaxolisa ukuthi lokho sicela sikufonele. Eza kufonela ke ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sibona zani sakufonela ngomvulo ngobuye khona pa ke esitikini. Kuzobuya ke uStanley Karoma uthi so General SB Moyo who announced the intervention on TV and announced a coup was fingered in the alleged looting of diamonds in the DRC. Then quotes UN report. And then Philip Swanda is back again. He says he's a good show, guys. So we've been listening all along. And then James Thomas Mangena was also asking us to phone him. So okay, sibuyele kuba uSpanda, vala amafutshane uSpanda sibili akusela isikhathi 10 seconds for it.
I think of course we've run out of time. Time is not our best ally. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you, our Facebook viewers, our radio listeners, those who were sending us messages via Facebook, WhatsApp, and all other platforms that we use. Thank you so much. And of course, we want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, and also MDC spokesman Obed Gutu. Thanks to our team of engineers and our producer for a brilliant job as usual. And signing off, this is Blessing Zulu saying, have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.